This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. And a note to our listeners, this next story has some graphic descriptions, probably not suitable for young children. It's about the child pornography trial of musician R. Kelly that gets underway today in Chicago. The R&B artist is accused of videotaping himself, having sex with a girl prosecutors say may have been 13 years old at the time. R. Kelly has pleaded not guilty to the charges.
If he's convicted, he faces up to 15 years in prison, but this trial has been delayed many times since prosecutors filed charges 6 years ago.
Joining us is Chicago Tribune music writer Greg Kot to tell us why it's taken so long. Greg, it almost was derailed yesterday again, right?
Yeah, it's been going on like this for years, where they thought they had a trial about to begin and then it got delayed for whatever reason. I think it's a miracle in a way that it's actually going through. I think there were a lot of people taking bets in Chicago that it would never come to trial, that the prosecution would never be able to accumulate enough evidence. First of all, the person who the crime was committed against will not testify against Kelly. Neither will her parents. So they've got a couple of big gaps to fill in their case. But from what I'm told, the judge really wants to get the case going finally, here 6 years later.
What about this videotape?
Well, the videotape has made the rounds, and countless people have seen it. It's pretty graphic. You know, again, there's this question in the back of your mind that with computer technology, you can do just about anything to anyone and make it look like somebody's doing something in a video. But in this case, it looks pretty clear that R. Kelly is having sex with an underage girl and urinating on her, which is, you know, it's pretty graphic, pretty disgusting. And it's one of those things that has made the rounds not only among prosecution people and people on the defense side, but, you know, just the general populace. I mean, this videotape is being sold on street corners in Chicago. So it's been a pretty sensational case from the get-go.
Yeah, and you have people like Chappelle making fun of it. R. Kelly spoofs have been on South Park. It really has been sort of a strange pop cultural phenomenon. I'm just wondering, why hasn't his career been ruined by these charges? As you say, they are pretty sensationalistic and if true, disgusting.
Yeah, absolutely. And something like this, very similar, happened to Michael Jackson, and he's never been the same. Even after the trial and he was found innocent, he still isn't the same. And I think one of the big differences between Kelly and Jackson is that Kelly has continued to make music, and actually music that people want to hear. There was a brief period there around 2002 when the official charges surfaced. There had been these rumors about Kelly for a long time that he'd been having illicit sex with underage women in Chicago, but no real proof. Then the tape surfaced and the charges surfaced, and for a period there of about 6 months, it looked really bad for him. He had an album out at the time that didn't do well. There was a collaboration with Jay-Z that you thought would have been a slam dunk hit. It wasn't. So there was a sense of, oh, you know, Kelly's career is in deep trouble because of these charges. But he just kept on making music. He never stopped. He acted like nothing's wrong. And if anything, the confrontation about his sexual activities, his attitude was kind of like, you think that's freaky? Check this out. And it was, he would sing these, you know, really explicit sex anthems, and people bought these records. Radio programmers, I would talk to them in Chicago, were initially reluctant to play his records, thinking, wow, that he's really pushing the envelope here. We can't play that. And, you know, they would have listeners calling up the station saying, we want to hear the new R. Kelly song. And when they would put it on, it would go right to the top of the charts. I mean, he's sold 12 million records since the charges surfaced, which is astonishing. And the second most astonishing thing is that he's put out basically a record a year since then. He's acted like there's nothing that can stop him, and the sales charts have proved him correct. So one way that he altered his strategy from a lot of these other people who have had sex charges brought against him, whether it's Michael Jackson or looking back to people like Jerry Lee Lewis and Chuck Berry, these people sort of fell off the map when these scandals hit. But Kelly just confronted it and went straight at it and said, tough, I'm just going to keep making music and we'll see who wins. And so far he is.
Not only music, but there's that 22-part video, Trapped in the Closet, which is just, I don't know how to describe it.
I don't even know. I don't even know if video does it justice. It's a sex opera, a soap opera wrapped into 22 chapters. It is the most outrageous, over-the-top piece of culture, if you want to call it that, phenomenon that I think a major pop performer has ever released. I can't think of anything comparable by a major pop performer at the height of his career to do something so absurd, so outlandish, so preposterous, and yet, again, it was a plus for him. People thought, what a freak, what a nut, but this is really entertaining. And they went out and saw it, and they went out and bought it, and they've seen it on YouTube millions of times, and Kelly did parts of it on his tour. And I saw the reaction that people had to him acting out all the roles in this outlandish soap opera on stage, and they were having a ball with it. They were laughing. They were enjoying it. It wasn't a case of, look at that nut. It was like, he's really good. He's really entertaining. This is really funny. It kind of speaks to the whole level of response to Kelly's career in the last 6 years.
So are you expecting this trial to be an outlandish circus?
Well, you know, so far the judge has really done a good job of keeping things under wraps and not allowing it to become this Michael Jackson-type circus. And I would be very surprised if it gets to that level. But Kelly is a volatile guy, and he's prone to fits of temper. But I would say, generally, the way these hearings have been conducted so far, Kelly knows that he's under a microscope. He knows that, you know, any kind of outlandish behavior is going to speak against him in this particular case. It may work on stage, but it's not going to work in a court of law. And his job is to persuade a jury of 12 people that he's a decent human being and he couldn't possibly do something like this. And I'd be very surprised if this trial becomes sort of a circus-type atmosphere.
Greg, thank you.
Sure, thank you.
That's Greg Kott. He writes about music and the music industry for the Chicago Tribune. We were talking about the R. Kelly trial jury selection beginning today.
Don't bring around me because I'm a flirt. Now I swear to tell the truth and the whole truth. When it comes to those, I'll be pimping like I supposed to. Rolling like I supposed to. Shining like I supposed to. In the club.